Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I am not Alex Jones, nor is there any hope that I ever will be Alex Jones. But as one individual, we're fighting the info war together as individuals, not as a collective, but as a group of individuals who use our free will to take back what's gone wrong with this world, your city, your neighborhood, your state, and this country. I am Jack Blood, your narrator and radio gun, sitting in for Alex Jones today. This is the Alex Jones Show. A final segment with our guest today, Mohammed Dawood Meraki. Again, his book, and it is well worth the price of admission, Afghanistan After Democracy. You can get that by going to AfghanistanAfterDemocracy.com. Not sure if they're carrying it at Amazon.com, and they probably won't. This is the book that your government doesn't want you to read. The best thing you can do is get this book and share it with your neighbors and show them the pictures of these DU babies. I mean, you're going to wake some people up with this. So I hope you all go there and get this book. Dr. Meraki, I've got to go over this with you. Your compatriot, one of your fellow Afghanis, is Zalmay Khalizid. He's Afghanistan-born American who was made special envoy to Afghanistan before the war and installed his fellow UNICAL employee Hamid Karzai as leader. Khalizad authored a book on Saddam with Paul Wolfowitz, now head of the World Bank, a former neocon, still the neocon, called Overthrow Him regarding Saddam Hussein. He encouraged his close friend, George Illuminati Schultz, the former Reagan-Bush Secretary of State, to use Iran to bring down Saddam. He used to work for the Rand Corporation. He was ambassador to Afghanistan in the beginning. He's an ambassador to Iraq, and currently he is now going to be the ambassador to the United States to the United Nations. Give me your opinion on your fellow compatriot. Is he a traitor or a patriot?
He's a traitor by all accounts. He's a pig. And the guy has absolutely no morality. A dog has more morality than he does. The point is this, that with all my education, I'm sitting at home and living below poverty line. You know, if I wanted to sell myself, I would be a millionaire like he himself is today. It is
let me emphasize that point for you, Dr. Meraki, because you come from a family that had some means. You weren't in a deplorable state of poverty like a lot of Afghanis. You could have climbed the corporate ladder. You could have been an analyst on Fox News, the new Ahmad Chalabi. But instead, you've chosen to throw yourself under the bus for your fellow countrymen.
Yes, indeed. You know, I come from a aristocratic family background in Afghanistan, and we have land, we have a lot of influence. But the point is this, I was a little boy, I fought against the Russian forces and they invaded our homeland, and I'll be damned if I just sat here and say, oh yeah, this is liberation. I don't care for this liberation, I spit at it, and it's people like Khalilzad who's nothing. Khalilzad is the worst of the worst.
Yep.
You know, he is such a rotten person, you know, that no Muslim will be ever accepted by a neocon unless he becomes a dog. And that's exactly what he is.
I think you've said that as succinctly as I could ever put it, or Alex Jones could put it. Well, I want you to know, Dr. Meraki, that you do have friends, that not everybody here in America or in the West has abandoned you, that
sure.
We feel for your position. We want to try to help you in your position.
I appreciate it.
And we're here just a phone call away or just an email away if we can do something to help you. I hope that this listening audience takes this interview extremely seriously. You break down. You listen to it again. You break it down. You hear about little children getting their organs harvested or being sold to a military contractor at DynCorp or at the United Nations for the peacekeepers, alleged peacekeepers, and you can't turn away from this. Get the book, educate yourself, Afghanistan After Democracy, AfghanistanAfterDemocracy.com. That's all linked at Infowars.com. Dr. Meraki, Godspeed.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and indeed I consider you my friend, no doubt.
We're with you. Thank you very much. Keep the faith, all right? We'll be right back, folks. We'll start going to phone calls. We'll cover or uncover a lot of backed-up news here on the program. This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network. You stay tuned.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was reading my Radio 101 handbook, How to Host a Radio Show in 10 Easy Steps. I've only been doing radio for, 11 straight years, every day for 11 years, but I have to remind myself what the principles of doing a talk radio show are, because I was very tempted to go over about 30 minutes worth of Iran material right now, but we have loaded phone lines, and I need to take your pulse. I need you to have a chance to react to that last hour plus of interviews and what we've talked about on the program today, or to completely do a 180-degree turn and put something on the record. So I like to think this is your show. This is your opportunity to get out there and put this message out worldwide. This show goes out to 70 countries, millions and millions of listeners to this program, and this is a chance for you to put something on the record. 1-800-259-9231. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones. Let's go right back to the phones and go to Greg in Missouri. Greg, thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Afternoon, Jack. I have a couple of points to make. I turned the show on late, and you were talking about the babies, and I assumed it was depleted uranium, and then y'all answered my questions while I was waiting. But
the author of this book has about 10, 12, 13, 14 pages of babies born due to the depleted uranium munitions.
Right. I've seen some of the videos and pictures of the babies. It's a terrible thing. But the only thing I can suggest for that is probably exactly what our government wants, and that is they'll have to move out of there, out of the Middle East, if they want to save themselves.
We could send in the Mexicans.
Yeah, there you go. The illegal.
Because the Mexicans will go to Afghanistan and do the jobs that Afghanistans don't want to do.
Right. One of the things that being a Vietnam vet, one of the things that disturbs me of the people being so disjointed in this country is my own son has told me the Constitution is antiquated and needs to be replaced.
Right. It's a living document. And they're not the founders. They're the framers. And, yeah. So what do you do about that? What do you tell your son?
I try to show him all the videos, and it flabbergasts me. I don't know what to say to him other than what I've said, you know. But one of the things that I think our government has the people so disjointed and at each other's throat that I think, as far as you mentioned, as our people waiting on our country to do something, I think in order for our people to do something, they have to unite. And one of the things I thought of is that the government is always playing the race card or something to keep people at each other's throat.
Yeah, divide and conquer.
So I thought if somebody with an established website or a radio show could do more than I could do if I started a website, is fight this race thing by trying to get people to do away with the ethnic American and see themselves as American first. And
so nationalism over loyalty to your race, in other words.
Right, just see yourself as
American.
You're going
to have a problem with that because a lot, and I'm not criticizing what you're saying, because what you're saying is basically true. The fact of the matter is, all our leaders have sold us out. And when you say the government does this or that, I don't believe that. I don't think the government does anything. I think the people that finance the government pull these strings, and they do all of this. And we have to identify, I guess, where the root problem is here. Otherwise, we'll continue to have these symptoms. But ultimately, you're going to have a real problem with this because you've got people out there who have been told to play the part, the role of the victim. And human beings have a natural condition where they really want to be taken care of by their government or the corporations. They want to be victims. And they don't want to band together and make something improve their lives. Or they don't want to unite and take back their government and reinstitute their Constitutional Bill of Rights. They don't want to do that because they're too busy playing the victim. And people like Hillary Clinton and others out there saying, it takes a village to raise a child, and telling us that, privileges are better than rights, and, that we're all a bunch of victims out there, and she plays the part of the victim herself pretty good, really are bad examples for the country. And until we get over this illusion, this cancer, that we're all a bunch of victims and we have to just sit and wait and shiver in our houses and hope that they don't get us, until we change that paradigm, we're not going to change anything.
Just changing it. I show people, I'm disabled. I can only walk a quarter mile and I can't see to drive anymore, so there's not a wide audience for me to appeal to.
I disagree.
Well, if I could figure out how to do it, I would do more. But the only thing I can see is if we can find some way to try to see people as Americans of ethnic descent instead of ethnic Americans, that would.
I have to tell you, I'm not an American. I'm an Irish American.
Well, I'm 57. I don't know which ethnic group to.
I can't work with you because you don't have the right priorities for Ireland.
Well,
I mean, that's basically what we're saying here, that I don't you don't support the America because you're supporting Latin America. You know, you're supporting African America. I'm an African American. I'm a European American. I'm a white American. I'm an Irish American. I'm a Polish American. I'm an Asian American. You're Americans, and the fight starts here. If you can't fight for your country, you can't fight for anything, and you might as well just go ahead and admit you're a victim and just wait for them to come chip you, put a collar around your neck, and put cameras in the bathroom.
Well, I know exactly what you're saying, but still, if we don't, you know, we have to try or we'll never accomplish anything. And I just think if they would, somebody out there would run with the ball and get people to see themselves as Americans of ethnic descent instead of ethnic first, it might.
That's not going to wash with Jesse Jackson because he has his own agenda. Thank you for the call, Greg, and I appreciate you being part of the audience, but don't ever forget, there is something you can do. There's a unique talent that you have that only you can exploit, only you can use to spread this message and to do some damage against the New World Order. Emily in Ohio, thank you so much for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, I'm 15. I'm probably one of the youngest listeners, and I'm a sophomore at Riverview High School. And I talked to all my teachers about you and Alex, and chemtrails for the past week have just been spraying like crazy, like 20 jets or so, and it's just blowing my mind away.
Correct term is aerosol spraying.
Yeah.
Yeah? You like it?
No, I think it's terrible. I tell everyone what it is, and it scares them, or they just think I'm crazy.
Well, I'll tell you, that's one of the truths that people just do not want to face. It doesn't matter how many U.S. government patents there are about aerosol spraying. It doesn't matter, you know, what documents have been revealed about weather modification, and we're in the middle of this crazy weather, and then we have the Malthusians out there telling us about climate change and global warming, et cetera, et cetera. But look, I mean, one of the most important things that can be revealed is aerosol spraying. We just don't know why they're doing it. We have so many, you know, points of record and documented articles, etc., that will tell us what they say they're doing it for, and they do admit it. And I think that's the first thing that we have to realize. The first thing that we can bring to people is that they admit they do this. Now let's ask why they're doing it.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard that they do it just to lower the population because of the New World Order, you know, and I was just like, it's crazy.
Well, look, and that's a whole nother show, Emily, but I suggest that when you're walking around in Ohio and the skies are full of crisscrosses and X's and everyone, you know, you'll see people staring up at that, you tell them what you know and give them, you know, the appropriate reference sites to get educated about it. It is probably one of the biggest issues of our day. Every time I've tried to cover it, Emily, I've been attacked. I even had my house literally almost burned down. We had someone, you know, light our house on fire because we were doing an extensive expose on chemtrails or aerosol spraying or weather modification. We know it exists.
Yeah, I tell everyone about it. I even tell my friends, and they just laugh at me, like, oh, you're crazy. And I tell them a lot of things that I know, like, because I always tell them everything about what you and Alex do, you know, and I talk to them about the concentration camps and stuff.
Well, like, keep doing it. I can't believe you're 15 years old.
Yes, I am 15 years old, and I'm probably one of the youngest listeners, and
I
just
in public,
love Alex.
Are you in a public school?
Huh?
Are you in a public school?
Yes, I'm in a public school, and I want to make sure to say stuff about Alex and you and, like, 9/11 being an inside job, and I plan on wearing them because I want to express how I feel about
this. You know
what
you should do, Emily, and this is just a suggestion. You don't have to, you know, do this, but I'm just going to throw this out there. You should start an InfoWars club.
I'd love to.
In your high school, and get people on board and have meetings and go out and protest in front of the high school against military recruiters or whatever the issues that everybody agrees on. And you can have a real effect on the people in your school, and that will carry on into your adult life. You'll continue to do this.
Definitely.
Well, Emily, we're really honored to have you aboard, and keep spreading the word, okay?
You know, my mom's a big fan. We have a local radio station, and my mom calls in and talks to them. She's kind of like a little helper of, like, Alex, you know? She calls in and talks to them about Alex and tells them what she knows. And
Emily,
stuff.
You didn't have to tell me that, because at 15 years old, you've obviously had some great parents to get you where you're at. I wish I could go back in time 60 years, because I am 70 years old, and be an activist like you at 15 years old. I completely admire you, and I'm honored that you call into the program today. Keep calling in. We'll come back. We'll go to Kevin in Ohio, Bill in Texas, and maybe we'll even get to this Iran news. We'll come right back after this, folks. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-free Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Way up north, to Alaska, way up north, to Alaska, go north, bless your soul. North, to Alaska, go north, bless your soul. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92. With George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold.
below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome.
I left Seattle in 92. How about that for a coincidence? Yeah, I was born and raised in Seattle, Washington. Born and raised in a village as a collectivist. And I had to make a huge, huge paradigm shift in order to get where I am today. I had to basically take everything I've learned, and I'm college educated with master's degrees, or I studied on master's degrees. I didn't get them, actually. But in my mind, I got them. Well, I was charged for them, anyway. And I had to do a lot of reversing of my philosophy. I'm a bibliophile by nature. I've read every major work of philosophy. I've read the Greeks. I've read the Russians. I've read history. And I thought I really knew what I was talking about. And then 5 years ago, I met a guy named Alex Jones. And it was hard for me. It was really hard for me. I had to really adjust. And folks, you have to be patient. It doesn't happen overnight. The Patriot and the Truth Movement is no longer in utero. It's now a teenager, okay? It's grown up. Well, let's look at it in dog years. So if you're listening to this show, and you listen to this show, and you're out there, and you're a part of this, and you're an info warrior, first of all, you're a part of something. And let's go back to 24. There was an interesting quote. As Jack Bauer is about to throw himself on his sword and die for his country, he says, well, he was released from a Chinese prison where he was tortured for, we don't know how long, maybe 2 years from the last episode. It's TV time, folks, like dog years. And he said, and this was his quote, I want to die for something and not for nothing. And you may have to die for this. Are you willing to? Are you willing to get arrested? Are you willing to be databased and profiled? Are you willing to be rounded up? Because if you're not, you don't have it. You don't have what it takes. If you're not willing to completely denounce everything you've been taught, everything you've learned within the illusion, within the matrix, and relearn and re-educate yourself, you're not ready. You don't have the tools. You don't have the armor. You don't have the fully operational loaded 60 caliber machine gun. You just don't have what you're going to need in order to face this problem. And I got to suggest you get on this right away. Because they're coming for you. You're Al-Qaeda. You're the terrorist. Okay? You have affiliations with people like our last guest, the guest that we have in this program today. Or somebody who sympathizes with Iraqis who are being killed with the depleted uranium or being occupied, or people who have given up all of their resources, countries, formerly sovereign countries, who have given up all of their resources for some contract with the World Bank or the International Monetary Fund. We can go around and around like this. You know, we can keep dancing. We can keep putting on a show. We can tap dance. We can learn to tap dance really good, can't we? Because we're adaptable, and the human condition cannot be dominated. Cannot be dominated. That's a matter of fact. That's the real history. You can read about state-sponsored terrorism going back thousands of years. You can read about, you know, the elites, and this is what they're born into. I have a divine right. I have a right from God to rule over you and to dictate and interpret life and death for you because you're too stupid to figure it out. And that's my job. I have that divine right. That's what the elite think. What do you think? Man, there are people who are in the game and people out in the stands watching the game. Which one are you? You should ask yourself that question. Are you ready? Are you ready to reanalyze everything you've ever learned in your life to get yourself to a point where you can understand what freedom even means? I mean, we can't fight for freedom if we don't even know the definition of it. Can we? 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to take a quick break here. And please patronize the sponsors of this show. take a quick break here. This is the Alex Jones Show, Genesis Communications Radio Network, Infowars.com, best news site on the web, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll come right back with your calls right after this. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Attention, attention everyone! A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Into the Alex Jones Show. This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network. I'm Jack Blood, your radio gun, filling in for Alex Jones today. Alex will be back next week recharging his batteries, and you know he's coming back with a vengeance. His new film about the Bilderberg Group and his Bilderberg experience up in Canada just recently is one I know everybody's going to want to get. Terror Storm, still one of the best films I've ever seen. About state-sponsored terrorism, about the history that backs up what we say. I think everybody should have Terror Storm. If you don't have it, if you're not passing that out, I think you're really missing the boat. I should mention real quick here, we'll go right back to your calls, that there is an extended discount on PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv, you can go to Infowars.com, you can find out all about that. And I get in on this, I'm a member, I get in on this while you can. Probably the cheapest access to resources anywhere on the internet today, and Alex has really made a lot of sacrifices to do that. They got a lot of good people working on this, and I think you're just missing out. Don't just, you know, don't be one of these people that say, well, you know, I should get all of this for free, and I don't want to pay, you know, a few bucks a month to have access to all these resources because I can find everything for free. I don't think that's true. I mean, I think we're a little spoiled with the internet, folks. You have exclusive access to stuff that only Alex puts out at PrisonPlanet.tv, and go get the deal now. Don't wait. Save yourself some money. I know you're going to want to sign up eventually. So save the money and go there now. And also, every DVD, and there are specials on packages of DVDs, both Alex's and others, all on DVD now. And there are still great Christmas specials running as we speak. And that is PrisonPlanet.com. And I just want to say this real quick. No one told me to say this, but Alex sells these Kato radios, and he sells them as shortwave radios. And I got to tell you, we had one come over to our house when they first came out, and we got three radio-free Austin stations in one place. Normally, you can't even get one, okay, depending on where you live. But you can get multiple community radio stations. You can get multiple shortwave stations. They're extremely inexpensive. They are extremely effective. That might be the last thing you listen to as they shut us all down. I really have to give you, I just have to give the Kato radio my full bill of endorsement. It is an amazing piece of equipment, and it's just under $100. You can get those at Infowars.com as well. My site is uncoverthenews.com. That's the dial-up site. And, of course, jackblood.com, which is the site we've been running for years. Uncoverthenews.com. And my show, of course, airs right after this, Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time. Charlotte Iserby, our guest, former Deputy Secretary of Education under Ronald Reagan, is back with a vengeance, and we're happy to have her. She'll be on our program following this program today. Let's go back to the phones, 1-800-259-9231. Is it Kevin in Ohio? Is that right? Kevin, you're up. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, sir. I owe it to my parents. When I was in high school, as the young lady that called in, I always questioned what the government did. I was always the one on the opposite side of the argument from whatever you're discussing in government class and the like. And I thought at first, when I first heard this program, yeah, right. I've been able to verify things, and it scares the hell out of me. I'll be honest. Or 2 points for you that are things I picked up in one of my trips over to a classified Southwest Asia location. We were paying approximately $1,000 a barrel for refined oil for equipment, and the contrails that people say, how come they wouldn't let us see MSDSs? We're not allowed to know what's in it. All it said was trade secrets.
Yeah. National security.
Talk to the guys that work on the aircraft engines. We don't really see where it does anything. We can't figure out why we got to put it in the fuel because it doesn't do anything. The people scoff.
You've seen this firsthand.
Yeah. You can't tell the difference.
Have you written about it or have you taken the documents that you've seen and tried to move those out to the populace?
Yep. And people wanted it. So far, I've only run into a few people that will even listen. They said, wow. That's all you've got to say is wow.
Well, send me your stuff. I'll start with wow, and then we'll keep going from there.
Okay. I will see if I can relocate them. I had copies of them one time. We'll see what we can come up with.
I'm not afraid of NASA. Nope. I'm not afraid of Zalmé Khalilzad, who, as our guest said earlier, is a pig. I'm not afraid to say that on American radio or global radio. We're not afraid. And because we're not afraid, they don't come after us, really. I'd like to see whatever you've got on aerosol spraying, Kevin. I've never lost interest in the subject, and the fact that everyone tried to shut me up when I talked about it made me even more interested in it.
It's just an additive that we had to put in the fuel.
Right.
You didn't want to mix it back into the tank, into the massive storage tanks for whatever reason.
And we've heard it's supposed to stop global warming, and you know, we've heard all the excuses. We've heard that, you know, if Al-Qaeda comes and they spray us, that we have the defenses like this in order to combat it. We've heard every excuse. Nothing has actually added up. So if we continue to ask questions and pursue it, eventually, I think we'll start getting the beginnings of what really is going on with aerosol spraying.
Yep.
Thank you. I appreciate the call, Kevin. You keep the faith. I'm jackblood@hotmail.com. If you have any information to send me, I try to look at everything. Bill in Texas, thank you for holding all this time. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hello, Jack. Got a couple of quick things here. You added some thoughts to me from what your last two or three different call-ins were. And a little girl up there in Ohio needs to start a mask pass-out. Go to her pharmacy and ask the pharmacy to give them face masks. And the kids go all over town when these sprays are going on, passing out face masks to the people. And
that's a great idea. Yeah.
This will start a movement that will bring some attention from the news media and from the papers.
You're talking about going around and wearing surgical masks and passing out information about the aerosol spraying.
And passing masks out to everybody that wants them. Go to the pharmacy and ask the pharmacy to support the mask cost.
Hand out Cliff Carnicum's CD, which you can download for free on the air and make copies of.
Yeah, but pass out the mask. Anyway, everybody be wearing masks in the town, and somebody will know what the hell's going on.
Well, that's how they scare us with the bird flu.
Okay, now, also getting back to the...
bird flu. Go ahead.
Getting back to the stuff there in Afghanistan, J.I. Rodell, the garden man, did a big article on the Afghan people in the 1960s about how healthy they were. And there was a bunch of the people that were over 100 years old in that article. And today the people are all destroyed.
Yeah.
Okay, now, getting back to...
It's for freedom, you know. It's because they love you that they're destroying you.
Yeah. All right, getting back to... you keep pushing people, and everybody keeps pushing people, and nobody anymore knows how to do anything. They're used to the push-button world. Okay, that's the reason why I suggest...
Good point,
face mask.
Yeah.
Okay, people are waiting for Robin Hood to show them how to stop the neocons.
They're waiting for Martin Luther King.
They're waiting for Gandhi.
And Gandhi. The illusion of John F. Kennedy. They're waiting for their leaders who are all being... Go ahead, man. I keep interrupting. Go ahead.
Okay, now, to getting back to the Gandhi approach, treat all government employees like they were lepers. Overcharge government employees wherever possible for repairs and do stalls on parts or... I'm sorry, I can't get that part. You just had to leave your car. Strikes, work slowdowns. Park too close to government employees if there's one parked in front of you. Park so close they can't get out of the parking spot. Painter runs out of paint halfway around the house and cannot be able to match it. All this stuff will get on their nerves. And as you start this stuff, more stuff will be added to it because people will come up with more ideas. Well, turn their garbage over in the alley, anything. Just any kind of a harassment to them because that's what they're doing to us. Okay, now, a constitutional convention organized at a grassroots level and don't allow no party to take control of it can override...
Easier said than done. Okay, go ahead.
Can override all the neocons' actions. We need to do something about that Supreme Court that can say...
You understand that the neocons want nothing more than a constitutional convention. That's their biggest dream. And so does Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's appearing on the Golden Globes tonight. They want a constitutional convention to ramrod and railroad the Constitution.
No, we don't want to ramrod it. We just want to add to it. One thing is we want to add some way to control the Supreme Court, where they can't say, well, we're just not going to listen to that. We've got to come with some way to disband that Supreme Court or kick those members off that won't listen to the people.
Majority members are Opus Dei. Did you know that? Majority members of the Supreme Court are followers of Opus Dei or Opus Dei.
Yeah.
5-4.
So we've got to be able to draw them back under the power of the people. We've got to come up with a constitutional
amendment. How about if we just don't recognize their authority at this point? How about if we just say, look, you have no authority over us. We don't recognize your judgments.
Yeah,
if you say eminent domain is constitutional and legal, we don't recognize it.
But see, you've got the federal government that's going to come in and take your property away from you and doze your house down. I've been through that. Had a house dozed down and pushed out in a pile and they charged me for
a big job. It's a big job, isn't it, Bill?
They charged me for hauling a house off.
It's a big job, and it's easy to get confused when we're talking about all these things that we can do and all the things that should be done. It gets very confusing to people listening to this show who maybe have even listened for years, let alone listened for a few days. It's a big job. You got to start somewhere. So I like to put it like this. I'll have to throw it back on you, Bill. You know, these are the things we should do. You need to get out there and do those things.
Yeah, I've been.
And I'll help you. I will help you. You start it. You build it. I'll help promote it.
Jack, I've been fighting that system since I was a kid, and I'm 70 years old.
I can hear it in your voice.
But the thing about it is, I started out as a little old garage mechanic in the backyard of my daddy's place when I was a kid, and the city tried to shut us down. And that was in the 1940s. So I had to fight him from the very first.
I got to tell you, man, if it wasn't for people like you, Bill, we wouldn't be here today doing what we're doing. Okay? And the only thing I want to do is, I don't know if we're going to take back our country tomorrow or next week. All I know is I'm going to hold the ground and try to gain a little ground that you guys have held all these years so that the next generation can come. And maybe that's all we have.
Okay. Jack, I had a little bookstore in Ozark, Arkansas, and I ran Willie Nelson against Bill Clinton for president. And I made the Fort Smith front Sunday papers back in the 90s. And my theory was that Willie Nelson knew all about the IRS. So I got a lot of free advertisement out of that one anyhow. And I got run out of town because of it. I got run out of the bookstore because of code enforcement. But that's all what, hey, that's part of the system.
Hey, man, Ron Paul and Willie Nelson for president in 08.
Hey, we get,
I like the sound of that.
Run Willie Nelson as vice president.
They're going to go, oh, you're Texans. We can't give you guys any power. Hey, thanks for the call, Bill. Keep the faith. Like I said, because of people like you, we're still around today and we're able to do this, and I never forget that. Let's see. We have about 4 minutes left in this segment, so let me try this. Stay on the line. We'll try to clean up the calls here when we come back. But this is Martin Luther King Day, and I was sent this today, Evolution or De-evolution of Rhetoric. Bill O'Reilly versus Martin Luther King Jr., the American Maxim. And I want to roll this for you here. It's about a two-minute video clip. It'll probably take us out.
Well, the shut-up line has happened only once in 6 years.
I know what
shut
I'm
up.
Doing.
Shut up. I'm asking you to shut up about Africa.
What?
Listen, cut his mic.
No,
hey,
that's
shut up.
No,
you had your 35 minutes. Shut up.
And it is our duty as loyal Americans to shut up and shut up publicly. We expect every American to support our military, and if they can't do that, to shut up. So you keep your mouth shut.
The time has come for America to hear the truth about this tragic war. Because I agree with Dante that the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in a period of moral crisis, maintain their neutrality. There comes a time when silence is betrayal. Even when pressed by the demands of inner truth, men do not easily assume the task of opposing their government's policy, especially in time of war. There are those who are seeking to equate dissent with disloyalty. It's a dark day in our nation when high-level authorities will seek to use every method to silence dissent. Something is happening and people are not going to be silent. The truth must be told. And I say that those who are seeking to make it appear that anyone who opposes the war in Vietnam is a fool or a traitor or an enemy of our soldiers is a person who has taken a stand against the best in our tradition. There's something strangely inconsistent about a nation and a press that will praise you when you say be nonviolent toward Jim Clark, but will curse and damn you when you say be nonviolent toward little brown Vietnamese children. There's something wrong with that press.
In a democracy, you don't have to shut up. Speak up.
That's right. Speak up. Carry on the tradition of people like Martin Luther King. I've done this show for many years. I've done exhaustive research into Martin Luther King. I was put in the position to defend him and his viewpoints as opposed to communism. He's a communist. He's a socialist. I happen to believe, after many, many years of research, that he was nothing more than somebody who was trying to protect his community and speak out. And he was everything else, like all of us, okay? We all have the skeletons in our closet. We all have a history of being part of the New World Order, and our crimes, I guess, we can take to our grave, or we can keep them hemmed into the closet. But ultimately, we have no more leaders. There are no more people speaking out like this. And on a Martin Luther King Day, instead of bashing him, instead of, jumping on the patriotic collective, let's just listen to what he just said. We can't speak out. That was 40 years ago. More than 40 years ago. We can't speak out anymore. There's no difference between the dissension and the way that COINTELPRO reacted to the dissension during the Vietnam War than today. If we haven't learned from history, we're doomed to repeat it. And let's stand up and be leaders. Not for Martin Luther King's sake, not for Alex Jones's sake, but for your sake. We'll come right back. Big finish on the Alex Jones Show coming up right after this. Stay tuned.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Security equals control. Security is a massive illusion. They'll tell you that it's for your security, and really you can just supplant the word control in there, and you'll pretty much have it. You'll crash through that paradigm. It's for your security that you have to give up all your rights as an American, that you can't speak out against the multitude of corporate wars, that you can't defend yourself against the massive intrusions in privacy, the evisceration of the Constitution and Bill of Rights. You speak out against that, and, you're diametrically opposed to Rush Limbaugh, who comes right out and says the Bill of Rights aid the terrorists. He calls it the Terrorist Bill of Rights. So don't be ashamed to listen to a program like this. Be ashamed to listen to Rush Limbaugh. All we're doing here is all we can do, okay? Don't be an enabler. If nothing else, don't enable the New World Order. Don't enable the globalists. Don't enable the consolidation of power. And don't enable security over freedom. And you can start there, and then you can move on. We're going to be covering, we got a ton of news here left over, and this is the great thing about hosting the Alex Jones Show for 3 hours, because I have 2 hours after this to do my own program, and we're going to try to fit in as much of this news as possible. Charlotte Iserby, former Deputy Secretary of Education under Ronald Reagan, will be joining us to talk about the Devil's Fork, and I think you're going to be very interested in her article at newswithviews.com. The great Charlotte Iserby joining us on our program. Just a few minutes left. Take the time to give you your voice. Jeff in Kentucky, got about a minute for you. Go ahead, Jeff.
How you doing, sir?
Good.
Hey, that guy Joe on earlier, he was talking about, well, what can we do or what are we supposed to do? Well, the first thing you need to do, Joe...
Sounded like you saying give up, but go ahead.
First thing you need to do, Joe, is get yourself secure on your premises. I mean, get your house off the grid, off the power, off everything.
Yep.
Get to the guy next to you, your neighbor. Make sure your neighbor's taken care of. Make sure he's got food. Make sure he's got water. After that, get your amendments. Get your Bill of Rights and use them. Your First Amendment. Go out there and talk to people. Walk down the street. Your Second Amendment. Start buying weapons. Exercise those rights. That way they can't take away from them. And when they come, exercise the Boy Scouts motto. Be prepared.
Well said, Jeff. Thank you for the call. Don't hold your rights and your liberties in a lockbox underneath your bed or in your attic somewhere. Take it out, break the lock, shave off the rust, and start exercising those rights. Let's go to Paul in Pennsylvania. Paul, I got about 30 seconds, a minute for you. Go ahead. Put something on the record.
All right. I'm here to tell you, first of all, thank you for letting me on here. And there's a website called pilotsfor911truth.org. You've probably heard of it, but...
I love those guys, yeah.
Yeah, Rob. Yeah, he's an airline pilot. He was a chief pilot for a 135 operation. He wanted me to put it out here, and I'm putting it out here. What he has done is he has made a documentary about the NTSB data of Flight 77.
I'll tell you what, I'll cut you off right here, Paul, and say that I'd like to have Rob on the program here on the Alex Jones Show before we get done here in 3 days, and we'll like to get that promotion out for you. Tex, you're the tail gunner. Tex, final comment, 30 seconds, Tex.
Okay, what I'd like to say is that we all hang together or we hang separate. If you don't help people because they're Afghanis, it'll be coming to a theater near you.
That's exactly right. The chickens are coming home to roost. Thank you for tuning in to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood. I'll be back tomorrow. Another amazing guest, Sally Castile, our guest, former DEA agent, always a good guest. I'll be back in about 6 minutes with Deadline Live. I'm Jack Blood. Charlotte Iserby, our guest. I hope you tune into that. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow. And get out there and fight the New World Order and be bold. Thank you for listening.
Order.
order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.